I just described the sewer concern. So if there is a question at the local level that is a national concern, that question then goes to the sewer.
Goes to the representative body. That facilitates the needs of the sewer.
They then send it out to the nation, to the entire community, okay? They get feedback from that. From that, they then make a decision based on all the opinions they got. That then is sent back to the local organization. It then becomes a national, the decision for the entire community, then from there.
Yes. Yes. Just a moment. Now, if that representative body, after getting all that information before them, feels that this information needs more support from the Quran and the life of Muhammad, then they should do the research and give that information. Make the information more complete, and then send it out. Now, these persons have to be respected by us locally, by all of us, enough to not question their sense for what is appropriate from Quran and the life of Muhammad. So they won't be making a decision. They will be only facilitating, even with their quotes from Quran or from the life of Muhammad. I'm trying to get to at least one more sister. The sisters have no more questions and no more comments? Sir? Yes. Alec Maslan. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
In terms of collecting the charity and helping the community.
Yes, ma'am. In our community,
naturally, we have a problem with the wills and the orphans in terms of having support, whether it's small support or financial support, because a lot of us have had to take our grandchildren. But we have no community support. We have no local support, whether it's babysitting or senior community food or shelter or whatever.
I understand.
Is this going to go to the sewer where they can establish a Beit HaMaal for that purpose? And are these people, where they're listening, establish people in their local areas that can help them
assist people who need them? Okay. That is a national issue. That's a national concern. So it would be treated as a national concern, and the representative body then should make this concern known to more to the majority of the members. At least the leaders in the community, imams and leaders in the community, so that they would then address this problem as a national concern. And once that's done, and they send back their recommendations or their feelings or thoughts or whatever concerns to the representative body, then the representative body would then look at what has been put there and make sure that they can select from the communications or the information that they have received. They can select from that information the statement that needs to be made, or at least the materials from which a statement will be made, extracting from this from the material, a statement to be made that would satisfy that issue for the whole membership. That would be how I would suggest that that would be how. I don't think there should be any special fund for that. The fund should be only a budget to enable this representative body to pay for stationery and whatever, supplies, whatever they need, maybe some gas money. Justify a reasonable amount of gas money if they have to move about a lot, just to pay for their needs in connection with this. This representative body should not be looking for a job. They should not be looking for employment. They should be looking to offer service and spend some time. You know, the average man works about 1 to 2 hours a week. Most of them don't prepare the speeches. They just go out on Friday and talk. So they're bored. They're looking for you to give them something to do. Sister Principal. Wisconsin Principal. You know who you are, Rebel. Sister Rebel. That's my dear sister there. She's my friend, too. That's how come I can speak to her that way. She is a rebel. With a cause, though. With a cause. A rebel with a cause. All right. All right. Thank you. Well, yes, for the amount to be. I agree strongly. I agree very strongly. Yeah, we shouldn't wait for the time to be right. We should prepare now. So when the time is right, we've already put the things in place. That should happen. Yes, I've been accused of being an agent. Well, if I'm an agent, that's a holy FBI. I didn't know they were holy. Yeah. Yes, Imam Farid. Alec Maslam. Yes.
Now, on my way home from England, I went by a mosque in Northern Virginia, actually in Northern Virginia, right outside of D.C., where the organization that had that same name.
Yes, I'm aware of it. Yeah, I'm aware. Yes.
I'm just wondering, do you see that as such a big concern that we need to consider changing our name, or how do we treat it? How do we deal with that?
All right. No, I don't think we should change our name. I don't know how long they've been around and operating under that name or in that name. I don't know. We should find out. But when you read the Arabic, there's not the word Muslim in the name. The word Muslim is not in the name. It says Islamic. It doesn't say Muslim. So let's ask them to make the English agree with the Arabic. Instead of saying Muslim American Society, they should say Islamic American Society, because that's what it says in Arabic. You can read it for yourself. It's right there. And I tell you, our God is doing this. Not us. Not us. God is doing this. And I don't expect any problem to come up that we can't have. Because I know God is doing it. Yes, Imam Omar. Alaykum as-salam. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Now, I would like to, I have some comments behind his statement, which we appreciate very much. First, I want to say before I forget it, I don't want to forget this, because so many things be running through my mind. I ask you to join me in support of a movement against corruption in our society, and beginning with child pornography. And I asked you if you would accept to join me, and you said you gladly accepted that. The office of the persons who invited me to join a big effort to fight against this corruption. And they called me and they told me that they talked to you and they thanked me for recommending you to them, and they feel very comfortable with you, and they said that we're going to work very well together. And you need to see me soon, because you'll be my contact now to continue communications with them. Yes. What is that?
It's a big body.
I know it is.
And as a student of yours, I
think
you
can have it. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Now, my comment on his language. I didn't want to forget that, because I need him to help me. I'm stressed out too far. He needs to help me stay with what we have to do. And I have some names to give to you, some more names to give to you. All right. You know, if God has done this, and that's what I keep telling you all, God has done it. Not Mr. Farrar, God has done this. If God has done this, I told you I'm psychic. Some of you all thought I was talking about Farrar had done this. No, Farrar is just an instrument of blind peace in the puzzle, like I am. And we only see light when we see what God wants. Then we see the light. If God has done this, then God has done this not just for the people that he rescued from their bad circumstances. God never rescues a people from their bad circumstances without introducing that people to the world to be a healing for the whole world, or a guide for the whole world. Our model is going to be a model for the healing of the whole world. And it is. It's a model for the healing of the whole world. And our group as a model is a rebirth for the whole world. Yes, it's a rebirth for the whole world. Our model is a chance for the whole world to be reborn. Now, they may not accept our model in that light, but that's what we are. We're a chance for the whole world to be reborn. Haven't the whole world died because of what they made of us? Yes, they killed themselves when they made us subhuman. And racism took over and spoiled the whole civilization. For the whole world, I don't think the Asia was missed. Asia wasn't missed. No continent has been missed. Every continent has been affected by racism in America. And these latecomers, they're worse off than any of us on this continent. They're coming in desperate. They're desperate. And they feel themselves weaker and unprepared. But what gives them the courage to come in? Weakness that they find in the society. They say, oh, see, they don't know us well either. They don't even know the African-American Christian well. They don't know us well as a people, not as a special group. They don't know us well as a people. They don't know us well. So they think, oh, here are these dummies that the white man has given up. The white man has been shamed out of using these dummies. Now let us go in there and use these dummies. So a lot of them are coming to America because they think we are stupid, and they can come in here and work us like an agricultural field and reap the harvest from their work. That's what they think. So they come in here and say, well, they can't produce anything. They can't manage anything. They can't produce anything. So they're open market for us. They're tools lying around on the ground waiting for us to pick them up. That's what many of them are thinking. And they're coming here and to use us. And they'll be thinking just like the drunk-minded, desperate white designers of the old world of white supremacy. They'll be thinking the same way. So, God will bless us for picking these dummies up and at least making them productive in our program or in our plan for our life. Yeah, they think they're doing the best. They think you're doing your favor. Amen. Wallace can never be successful with these people. That's their position. Most of them. Say, oh, he's a good man, but he can't handle his people. These people are not really with him. You know that's what they're saying too? Yeah. These people are not really with him. They're not grounded in anything. They don't even appreciate the man. They say, we should go in there. So now they look at the opportunity. They see what we have of the vision. And they say, that leader really believes in that. Here in his language, he's not weak in his position. He's strong. He really believes that he can have a great future in America. And look like they're accepting him. But he's not qualified, and they're not qualified to support that kind of leader. So let us go in there. They have been given the courage because of what we've been able to achieve. They didn't think it was possible. They were afraid to come in here and mix with this society. But now that they've seen us come out and make progress, now they think they can come here and mix with the society and go ahead. So you know, it's like a big bad guy that nobody will challenge. And then a guy that nobody thought could even fight. He comes from nowhere. And he battles the big guy, and then he knocks the big guy down. Now here come all the little cowards running up to get a lick on the big guy. Don't think everything I tell you is coming from Farad. No, indeed.
No.
He didn't know all these things. He was an instrument of the God himself. In the word nation is what? Nativity. Nativity. So a real nation means that you have come from an origin, a natural origin, an origin in the natural scheme of things. You have been formed out of the natural schemes of things as a people. That's your nativity, and that qualifies you to call yourself a nation. You tell me that I ain't a nation?
Yes, sir.
I came out of real reality, natural world reality. And I've been formed with an independent mind, and I represent these people. And I have been formed of these people, and by these people, and with these people. You hear me? You hear what I'm saying? So my nativity is your nativity. Your nativity is my nativity. We are a nation. When I say we are new people, you think that's not what I'm saying? We are a new nation. We are a new nation, but not a new political body. And the God of the heaven and earth was moving in Farad and in my father to prepare us to be a new nation, not just a new people. So we're going to offer more than just love for humanity. We're going to offer a model society for humanity. That's what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. But don't use that term nation for us. Because it rings of politics more than anything else. See? So we are a community, and a society. A new society in the community, in the international community of Islam. And in the United States of America, this great country. We are a new society. Ain't no doubt about it. God has given birth to a new people, a new society in these United States. And on this planet Earth.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. No exaggeration. All real and factual. Needs no interpretation. Let's see. Yes, brother, far back there. Yes. Yes, you with the white cap on. I know your face, but I can't call your name right now. You're welcome.
The point you made in your presentation today, the main point of pointing out the process is to opposed to just the body. Sometimes we don't use the process, and we just look at the body. So the injustice is done. You
know, that's right. That's true. That's true. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And that is correct. And that's the big holdback. That's the big holdback. We are not just a living organism.
We are a developing organism, and there's a process. There's a design, there's a scheme, there's a system, and there's activity that's following a plan. A plan. Yes. Yes, again.
I'd just like to say that because of circumstances I went through this year. But I put my faith in the Lord, and I believe that it would come out, and what you have said today has made my soul feel good.
Thank you. Well, thank you. We thank Allah for you, brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sister, you had your hands up for some time. Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to ask about, like you mentioned in the past, no one was interested in raising an African-American man to this height, and because of your leadership, Allah has blessed us to come into the fold of our response. My concern is why all of a sudden you have more immigrants that are interested in the convicts and converting convicts and going into prison when you know they would not even go into the neighborhood. And why is it that when their Dawah teams are formed, it's to convert or to bring the Islam to us?
Yes. Yes. If you accept what I said, is there new energy? They're discovering us as a people to be used. If you accept my description of what their interest is in America, then you should understand that their presence or interest in converting inmates to Islam is just a part of that, small part of that. Yes, most of them won't live in a neighborhood if we are there. And if they move in the neighborhood and discover later that we are in the stores shopping with them, etc., they start looking for another neighborhood. They're not comfortable with us. Most of them, great majority of them. Now, if they are not comfortable with us to be their neighbors, why are they wanting to convert inmates, who prisoners, convicts, to Islam? Is a convict going to make the death Muslim? Look like they want to be next door to us as the Muslims were under Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him. They want to be next door to the non-Muslim so they can show the non-Muslim the example of a Muslim neighbor and Muslim life and convert people who are already free and respecting the law to Islam. But they are, no, you don't find them too anxious to come into our communities and convert free people to Islam now. They're concentrating on, why? Because those people think of themselves as victims. And they're called victims of society. So they rather go to somebody that thinks he's a victim of society who will most likely do negative toward the society that he belongs to and accept negative comments regarding the society he belongs to. So when they come to a stable citizen, African-American citizen, who's comfortable with his citizenship, they don't have that kind of person. They're not just looking for a convert. They're looking for people to support them and have nothing of their own. Convict has nothing of his own. They're looking for people who have nothing of their own to support them and don't question what they have. Because they'll just be one-track minded, looking at the bad American, looking at the bad system of America, looking at the bad white man. Those are the people they want. One-track minded people whose vision is in a trench or in a groove and can't see beyond the groove. So they can use you and work you and you never see what they're doing. Yes, brother with the Green Green Fist. The representative body. Who would contact the representative body?
Yes.
All right. Okay. What you're asking is a question, really, that should be put before the local group. Once the local group understands, if this is accepted, once the local group understand that there's a representative body with a post, with a mailing number, a mailing address, a post office box or something, then they should themselves decide who is going to be their person to communicate on their behalf or for them to that representative body. So I wouldn't have any suggestions except the suggestions that I would give if anybody is going to be selected for any position at all, that we select them based upon our knowledge of that person as a good person of good character and suitable for the assignment or the task that we're going to give that entrust to that person. That means they have to have knowledge and experience as well as good character. Yes, Sister Editor. Aisha Mustafa. Yes, ma'am. Would I feel comfortable if the final call ran an ad in the Muslim Journal?
Well, the other way around, but if we did that, I'm sure the final call here, yeah, we were going to put an ad in the Muslim Journal.
But I wouldn't feel comfortable with that without staff persons, maybe only the editor of the Muslim Journal and the editor of the final call having a meeting first. And both feeling being comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. So I think a meeting should be first, especially after a new situation has been created, formed. And then if they want to advertise How to Eat to Live in our paper, tell them we already know how to eat to live. Thanks to Allah. Yes, Brother Batty? Alaykum as-salam. Help with
it. How patience should play a role in us reestablishing relationships with members of the nation of Islam, or she would just go home and write a letter of invitation to any programs that we have. You know, how should patience play a role? She would just immediately start to write letters, invite people out to different programs.
You mean the Nation of Islam?
Yes, sir.
No, sir. We shouldn't do that. No. No. They're inviting myself and us to their Save This Day program was to make possible the termination of thoughts and feelings and beliefs that we are enemy, our rival groups. That has been done away with. And for me, that's all that we should be interested in. Our interest should stop right there. Now, anything else that occurred for us to do things together, it should occur without us looking for it. Let it happen normal, as a normal thing and as a natural thing, because of a need in people to have that. Let us not hasten an involvement right now. Yes. Yes. There were two brothers, Jacob and Esau. And these two brothers, according to the Bible story, were different. One was a white man, and the other one was a red man. And the white man, he took advantage of his red man, his brother. The Bible said he was red all over. I'm not adding anything. I'm just going on what's in the Bible. He took advantage of his brother and stole his brother's birthright and his inheritance. Stole both. First his birthright and then later his inheritance. And he was an experimental person, the white one. So he had one experiment after another. Finally, his experiment, because of his intent to serve God, his experimenting brought him face to face with God. And he repented his ways. And he, after he repented his ways, soon he realized great accomplishments and great wealth. So he recalled that he had a brother. And he wanted to repent what he had done to his brother also. And he went to his brother, and his brother was not remorse. His brother had no problem with him, had no grudges, no reason to seek vengeance or anything. His brother was just happy, like he was. So Jacob said to Esau, who had become Edom, a nation, he said, "I have great wealth. I don't need all of this." He said, "Would you like to have any of this?" And Esau said, "No, I have a plenty." And they went their separate ways, but the wound that separated them had been healed. Okay. Yes, sister. Your voice is real low. I like sisters with weak voices like that. I've been shouted at too much. But you're going to have to speak louder, please. How many?
Six.
Six.
We all came up in New York. And my brother, my sister and I migrated to Chicago. My other brother, Nick Left, and his wife and six children went to North Carolina. They were just maybe 10 and under, six children. And
search for that they were coming up with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, in about 95, my brother passed. They had six children. And my nephew came here, and he wanted to stay with me, so he just got up. He had just became a carpenter, and he wanted to try to make a little more money here. And so he came to stay with me, and he wound up calling me a hypocrite. Now, he was on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're a hypocrite. I said, why do you say that, baby? Because you're not following Elijah Muhammad. I said, well, baby, I just think you just don't understand. Well, my brother, that has 11 children, became furious with him. And I told him to leave him alone because he came up, he lived back into this one.
Yes, ma'am.
And they wanted, they were trying to make the family come back.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I can see the smile on his face now. That his aunt is not a
hypocrite. I hope so. Yes, and we all are smiling with him, too.
And I think he'll understand.
Yes, yes. We hope so. Some of them, we have to understand this, especially really the leaders, brother imams, the leaders in the community. When I say leaders, I mean others now that not wearing a title imam, and has been all time, all that. There have always been more leaders than ministers and imams. A lot of us don't know that. But we've always had more leaders in our community than imams, than those that's called imam or ministers, or captain or lieutenant. Persons with no titles, but they were leaders, and they are leaders among us. We have to understand that when you have something that represents a different mind, it's not the mind of the establishment, America. You have something that represents a different mind, an independent mind, and it is challenging America, are challenging the mind of the establishment. There are going to be a person attracted to that that's not religious. Some will be religious, some won't be religious. There will be persons attracted to that that's just bitter. Just bitter. Now thank Allah that they're not a big number, they're always a very small number. Don't ever expect everybody to be in agreement with Farrakhan. Now, the present Minister Farrakhan ought to be in agreement with us coming together. A lot of them hate this. Oh, they're biting their tongues and chewing on their lips and stuff. They are real dissatisfied with this. Because now we have taken the big light that they were standing in away. And now they're in the dark, except for the little light that they have. And they are very, very dissatisfied. Yes. Alaykum as-salam. No, Salim. That's your name?
Sabir.
Sabir. You know, I know you like I know him. But I don't have occasion to say your name that much.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Too many things in my mind right now. This is Brother Sabir.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Educator and poet.
But
a concern that I had that I wanted to mention in terms of the transition and regard to, well, on our way up, you know, we're high now from up together, so we had an occasion to wait at the airport for maybe several hours. And, you know, Clayman and everybody were all there, and we, because of the fog, we were not able to get here.
It was truly a blessing.
That's wonderful. It was truly a blessing to be able to stand here and express to them, mm-hmm. and express your leadership and how you have brought us from that stage in development, you know, in terms of the transition up until where we are now. And they were very, very open and very good about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there were a number of Muslims in our own community that when they were talking about coming to the stage of things, what are you going up there for? Why are you going up there? I said, well, if you stop and think about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he went back from Medina to Mecca, he said, let there be no bloodletting. He went back in there and, you know, even though how brutal they treated
him, that's true.
And how low down they treated
him, oh, yeah.
He still went back.
Yes, sir.
And I see that in your leadership. Yes, sir. I see that in your leadership and the way you were directing us to come back and bring us back together as one. And one of the things I wanted to say this, and then I'll conclude, but during the Nation of Islam, I came in 1958. My father was called Marcus Garvey.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I wanted to stress was, during that period, the ministers used to rotate. They would come to, like, I remember Minister George Smith in Philadelphia coming to Pittsburgh. I remember the different ministers traveling around to the different temples at that time. And I'm saying this because of the imams in our community. I feel that they were just, like, exchange rosters, maybe, you know, maybe one imam goes at another masjid and keeps right in their local area.
Excuse me for a moment. You continue.
Yes, sir.
Because we all need to hear what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
And I'm following what you're saying.
Yes,
I'll be right back.
Yes, sir. To be able to deal with an issue of concern And one of the concerns that I had talked about this, I've discussed this on many occasions, and that is with a lot of the Muslim brothers and sisters who are running for elected office, and to be able to support them in terms of their running for elected office. But at the same time, if the imam is in whatever given area he's in, and then you have a brother or sister who's running for city council, who's running for the mayor, then that should be taken, students should be taken on that. But at the same time, how can it be taken? How can the community support that if we don't take shura on it, of that particular brother or sister who's running for political office? And many times, a lot of brothers or sisters have lost races because they cannot get, not the idea that you don't want to support it, but the point about it is the process, is in terms of the process, and the way he's talked about the process today is excellent in terms of this kind of process to work it, okay? And I think that if we go back to our given area and start working the process that he has exemplified it, and the way Prophet Muhammad has demonstrated in his life and taking through it, I think that we would, you know, and inshallah, we'll make much more progress, and our young people who are coming up behind us can see us establishing and building institutions, rather than building something for the moment, okay? Because many times what happens, if the window of opportunity opens up for us, a lot of times we don't go through at that particular time. Maybe another generation before that window opens up again for us. Okay, so I'm just saying those things because, I mean, I'm very happy to be here and very honored to be here. And it's really supporting Imam Working Muhammad's leadership because, again, nobody has written a book yet to describe what he has done. Inshallah, I used to name it.
We have some of that, and what would be a good time for us to see the person who knows how to do it. That's what they don't come to you.
Fine. I've taken up too much of the time already, so I'm going to sit here. Yes, I have. I've shown Brother Imam that I think I've set off some fuses here that maybe are not too good for what's going on right now. We have to stick to the agenda, stick to what we've come here to accomplish. So I'm going to sit here and just observe for a few minutes. Now, as I understand it, the question here is, what is the role of the role and position of the convener? As I understand it, we are here for several reasons, but regarding the shura, we are here to reestablish the shura, as I understand it, to reestablish the shura. Because as it is established, it's not functional. It's not serving us. So we are going to reestablish shura, and when we reestablish shura, I don't know if the language convener will even be of any meaning. I don't think it'll be of any meaning, because we have a body that's going to facilitate the activities of shura for the whole community. Just facilitate the activity and only deal with concerns or matters of national concern. Only deal with matters of national concern. So it's quite a different picture, and it's one that I think will be good for us. It will be real for us. Whereas the old was not even real for us, you see. We hadn't really thought of what shura really is, from the Quran and the life of Muhammad, and how it should function for us, for MAS, Muslim American Society. But now that we have learned from experience that a convener and an executive group cannot serve shura, cannot make shura work for us, we should ignore all the old language. That's my suggestion. Thank you.
Okay, a couple of things that we need to do. First of all, Imam has given us seven nominees. Dr. Nurdeen, Imam Taj Mahmed, Imam Abdul Malik, Imam Mustafa Al-Amin, Imam Kim Al-Amin, Sister Aisha Mustafa, and Judge David Shaheen as nominees. And he did say the name Sure Representatives is acceptable rather than a body of Sure Representatives is acceptable. As long as we keep the focus on representatives and serving. So I think we should at least give support and non-support to those seven nominees that he has given, and we'll take them as a group, as he's given as a group. So all those who support the nominees as given by Imam W.D. Muhammad for Sure Representatives, please stand. All right, thank you. All those who stand and cannot support those nominees as given, please stand. So let it show it was unanimous. We're trying to take care of a few things. The Savior's Day tomorrow, they have agreed to, we have forgotten that they charge to get in Savior's Day, so they have agreed to do some discounting on the expensive tickets. Is discounted 50%. On the lower ticket, is discounted 30%. We haven't worked out everything to have. We don't have tickets in our hands. So the $15 ticket will probably end up being like $10.50. But you can get a $50 ticket for $25 or a $100 ticket for $50. We're advising to get the least expensive ticket, and we'll probably end up have an opportunity to sit together at any rate. So we'll leave it like that. But we don't have the tickets, so you have to work on that yourself. Yes?
Concerning the tickets, just to call Ticketmaster. I talked about 3 weeks ago, and all the $100 tickets were sold and the $50 tickets. So I purchased the $25 tickets.
Yeah.
But I would still like to see with your group. So I don't know.
We don't have the real details on that, and really it's not. There's some $100, $50, and $15 tickets, so it's, you know, got some of that in it too, you know. Okay. Let's see. Got the other point I had there. The dinner, we need to get the address. You hear that? Okay. You want to? Okay. So we're going to ask the other two things that we're not going to get a chance to get to right now, because we want to also have an opportunity for the imam to speak to the investors, for CPC and distributors for CPC. So you're going to try
and
investors and the distributors. Okay. But I do want to mention that the Muslim American Society Board of Education has been meeting this weekend as well, met Friday night, met this morning, and going to meet tomorrow morning. Could I ask the members of the board to please stand up so at least you can focus in on them? All members of the Board of Education, please stand up. Okay, so they have been meeting, are meeting, have a mission statement, have a vision statement, have goals, have preamble, and really doing a lot of good work. So Sophia Shaheed is heading that up as chairperson. But because of time, we're not going to get, we wanted a presentation for them, but we're not going to get an opportunity to get that right now. Yes. It's in the paper. It's listed in the paper. That's what that announcement in the paper saying qualified people would like to work on a national body, and that is sent to Imam Muhammad. Okay. We also are working on Hajj 2001, and we have basically gotten it down to two groups. One of the groups could not show up to meet, so we haven't had a chance to really get with them. That's the group El Muezzin in Philadelphia, but the other group, Hajj Mushadun, from Atlanta, they're here, Brother
Yusuf Wazirdin and Brother Dewan, Hamid Dewan. They are here, and we want to try to get a presentation from them, but we might not be able to get it in this setting. But they are working on it. They are about to take a group on Hajj, and they are working on putting together all of the details. We got with Brother Osei. Is Brother Osei Muhammad still here? Yeah, Brother Osei is here. He's working here in this local area, as well as some others that are working down in New Orleans. So we're working on that, and our recommendation, well, we'll put it to the new body of Shura representatives and get them to push out, or get us to push out the information to the general body. But at this point, we're recommending that they be the key coordinators in terms of Hajj 2001. So we'll get back two people with that. Imam Clyde Rahman. Where is Imam Clyde? Yeah. So we want to get an opportunity to hear from Imam Clyde Rahman, who's coordinating, doing a great job in coordinating our 25th celebration. It's going to be in Louisville, Kentucky. And after that, we want to get Imam Rafi Muhammad is also going to give us the directions to that dinner. So, Imam Clyde Rahman.
You're going to stand or sit? Stand.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, I'd like to share with you, and I'm listening to everyone who is talking about, see, they'll start throwing checks up on the front. They know what I'm going to talk about. So they want me to shut up and they'll start throwing checks up here. I wish you had a... Okay. You brothers are smart. I'm listening to everything about this weekend here in Chicago, and I'm grateful to Allah also to be present. I wanted to be here yesterday, but I had death in my family and I was unable to be here. So, but I've been here this morning and been working all day with the committee for April the 7th and 8th and 9th of April in Louisville. And I'm hearing a lot of things about this weekend in Chicago. You know, I tell this thing everywhere I go, and I see now is the time for me to say it again. I never will forget when you have a leader like Imam Muhammad, and he says certain things to you, it digs into your mind. And we was in Cleveland once and went into a shopping center at North Randall Mall. And he said, Clyde, say every time you walk into a building that have a top on it, you always pull your top off of yours and recognize the man who put the top on the building. Now I see folks wearing hats, but they're not the regular hats that we wear for prayer and stuff like that, so I should have been able to give you a hint. So the man said he always recognized the building and pulled his cover off, so I don't know so much of that. But anyway, I am going to use these terms with sincerity. We have a leader, and we have a man who leads us. And I hope that all of us feel the same way that the committee who've been meeting this morning and have been meeting ongoing since we decided to have this affair. And we're doing real well. Things are looking real good. The hotel in Louisville said that they have made reservations for over 1,100 rooms. So if you have two people to each room, that's at least 2,200 people that we know are going to be at the dinner. But you ain't sending no dinner money. No, you're taking out ads. Oh, you put it overnight. I didn't ask you to do that. Don't start me talking now, you know. But anyway, what I'm trying to tell you, what you're going to have to do today and tomorrow and the next day between 9 and 11th of March, you have to get your material in for your ad. You have to get your material in for your hotel. If I were you, I would call 1-800 843-4258 and make your reservation now if you have not. That's how critical times are getting with the hotel. If all of us want to be in the same hotel, you should make your reservation now. And if you plan to go, you should have been and made your reservation. What we want to do, 1-800, see, I know it by heart, 1-800-843-4258. And you should do it. Got plenty of phones out there. I'm not giving you permission to leave now, but I'm just telling you, you should do it. What we want to show, not only America, but we want to show our Muslim brothers and sisters, and we want to show the world that we have a leader that we appreciate, and that we want to let the world know that we appreciate him by honoring him as our leader and showing to everyone that we care about him and we're concerned about him, and we're going to do this by flooding Louisville, Kentucky on the 7th, 8th, and 9th of April.
Yeah, right.
And that's the best way we can do it. Now, we know Imam Muhammad. He don't want all this. He don't like this. He don't want this. But we, as his followers, as his students, we want to show this to him, that how much we appreciate him. And by showing him how much we appreciate him, now, we don't have an argument this morning in our meeting, and we had a good time at the meeting because we got to talk about certain issues. And I said some things that we would like to do in Louisville. The chairperson here in Chicago said he didn't want that. I said, well, I understand that, but he told me I was the coordinator. So we want to show whoever who's there, the press, I don't care who's there, we want to show them. And we're going to do some things to show that we love him. And we're not going to tell everybody what we're going to do. Because if we do, you let it out. It ain't no secret, but you let it out. But we're going to do some things that you ain't never saw before or never heard of before. And you're going to be happy and you're going to be proud that you was a part of doing some of these things that what we are going to do. And that's the truth. Somebody know a little part of it. But you ever heard about showing how you love a man? We're going to do something to show Imam Muhammad how much we do love him and how much we care for him, for his leadership in Al-Islam. We didn't wait till 25 years after his father passed away. The day Imam Muhammad took leadership, that's when we start following him and showing him what we think about him. Now, some other people now, they want to show 25 years later. No, we're going to keep the thing going and show. I'm asking you, would you please make your reservation? Didn't ask you for much. Send your table money in. Send your one-page ad in. And all the West Coast, I want you to see about 10 ads of St. Masjid and Marvin out that way. And we're not getting anything from the East Coast. Nothing.
That's not true.
Who said that?
Huh?
Brother, you're not on the East Coast. Now, let me share something else with you. In my 48 years, I have followed two great leaders, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam W.D. Muhammad. And both of them